Welcome to Torat Imecha HaFtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we'll be studying the Torah for Shabbos Nachmu. The Shabbat after Tisha B'Av is always the Shabbat where we read the prophecy of Yeshayahu, a prophecy of Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. The Torah of Nachmu can be found in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem, Psukim Aleph through Chav Vav. It's 26 Psukim long. It's not a particularly long Haftorah, but the language of the Torah is very soaring. It is poetic. It's really filled with a lot of imagery. And like we have done in the past, it's helpful to view the Torah as a progression of four messages of consolation, followed by a series of questions. And these questions restore faith and perspective. Keeping in mind the time period that we are in, of course, Tisha B'Av, Churban Beit HaMikdash has just passed. Am Yisrael feels a terrible sense of despair from Churban and Galut, destruction and exile. And Hashem tells us, Perek Mem, Pasuk Afin Yisrael, Nachamu Nachami Ami, Yomer Elokechem. Be comforted, console, console my nation, says Hashem, your God, says your God. So this is really part one of the Haftorah. And the first message of the Haftorah is, and it's we're dividing it. It doesn't say in the Navi, you know, Chelik Al, Chelik Beis Gimel Dalet. We're saying that just to help us learn through the Haftorah because the language is very, very poetic. And on the level of the Pshat, it can be more difficult to understand the messages. So part one, we are saying, is really the message of comfort is that exile is not forever. And that's Psukim Aleph and Beis. We have to know that Hashem is not merely announcing facts here. He's speaking to the emotions of a broken nation. He's telling us the period of punishment has run its course. And therefore, the first consolation here that we find in Yeshayahu is not the redemption itself, but it's an assurance that the suffering is neither endless nor forgotten by Hashem. Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yomer, elokeichem, idida, pasuk, ready, pasuk, beis, dabru, alev, Yerushalayim, speak consolation to the heart of Jerusalem, the kiru, Allah, and call out to her, ki mala tzava'a, because its time is completed, ki nirtza avona, its iniquity, its sin has been appeased, ki lakacham, miyad Hashem, ki filayim, b'chol chatoseh, because she has received double punishment at the hands of Hashem for all of its sins. In other words, the Navi is being asked to notify Jerusalem that the time of pardon and reconciliation has arrived. So again, part one, if we will, these first two psukim, exile is not forever. Punishment has run its course. We are assured that suffering is not endless and that we are not forgotten by Hashem. And now we come to what we're going to call Chelek Beis of the Haftorah, and that is Psukim Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. And we can call this the call of the prophet for making way for redemption. Call Korei Bamidbar, a voice calls out in the wilderness. Panu Derech Hashem, clear the way of Hashem. Yashru Ba'arava, Mesila L'Elokeinu, straighten in the wilderness a highway for our God. Kol gei yinaseh v'chol har v'giva yishpalu. Every valley will be raised. Every mountain and hill will be lowered. V'haya ha'ekov l'mishar. What is crooked will become straight. V'harechasim l'vika. And the ridges will become a valley. What is the message here? Make way for redemption. The imagery of valleys rising, mountains flattening, crooked paths becoming straight. This is not, of course, a message about literally only geography. Yeshayahu is giving us imagery of consolation, redemption, and salvation. He's telling us that everything that seems blocked, everything that seems insurmountable, a high mountain, a low valley, obstacles that we cannot cross or pass over, they may seem insurmountable to us, but not to Hashem. And therefore, Pasukei V'niglu Kavod Hashem, after we straighten the paths for God, after the valleys will be raised, the mountains will be lowered, a path for Hashem will be made through the highway, the redemption is coming. Pasukei V'nigla Kavod Hashem, the glory of God will be revealed. Ve'ra'u kol basar yachtav ki pi Hashem dibra, and all flesh will see together that the mouth of Hashem is spoken. What is this pasuk telling us really, pasuk? Hey, the redemption, the geula will be so clear. It will be universally recognized. Ve'ra'u kol basar, and all flesh will see yachtav together ki pi Hashem dibra. Section number three, if you will, is made up of Psukim Vav, Zayin, and Ches. And what is part three? The Navi reminds us that human power is temporary. It is Hashem's word that endures forever. Following three psukim, vav, zayin, and ches. Pasuk vav, kol omer, kira, v'amar, ma, ekra. A voice says, proclaim. And the prophet says, what shall I proclaim? Kol habasar chatzir, v'kol chasto kitzitz hasada. All flesh is like grass. And all of mankind's graces is simply like a flower in the field. We know what happens to grass. We know what happens to a flower in the field. All flesh is grass. What is the Navi telling us? People, empires, civilizations flourish. But like grass and flowers in a field, they wither. Like grass and like flowers, Edom, Babel, all of our enemies ultimately, after a period of flourishing, will wither. We have just seen with Churban, mighty powers destroyed Jerusalem. Titus, the Roman exile, 70 Common Era. Babel, I know I'm going out of chronological order. Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, Bayis Rishon, 586 before the Common Era. And Tisha B'Av is a day that marks both of these Churbanot. Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Tainis, Perek Dal, Mishnah B'Av, was also the day that Nilkada Beitar, Beitar fell. It was also the day Nechushayir, the city was plowed over, erasing all traces of Amisor Chalida from this place. But the voice proclaims through the prophet that all flesh and all powers are temporary. Do not fear, says the Lord, because the power you see from the nations around you are simply like grass and a flower in a field. Pasuk Zayin, Yavesh Chatzir, Navel Tzitz, grass will dry up, the flower will fade, Ki Ruach Hashem Nashvabo, for the breath of Hashem blows upon it. Achein Chatzir Ha'am. Indeed, the people, meaning humanity on the face of the earth, are simply grass. Pasuches Yavesh Chatzir Navel Tzitz Udvar Elokeinu Yakum Le'olam. While the grass withers, while a flower fades, the word of Hashem will stand forever. And this is really a major theme of consolation here. Human power is temporary. The word of Hashem endures. Babylon, Babel, Rome, the Greeks, the Egyptians, Haman, the Cossacks, the Chalminsky massacres, the Crusades, all of our enemies throughout time seem eternal. And I want to add in our present exile. It's hard to see where is the end, Hashem. It also seems that be taking such a long time. Echalida seems eternal. But Yeshua reminds us, it is true that empires rise, but like flowers and grass, they will fall. Only Hashem's promise endures forever. The end of Pasuk Ches, Udvar Elokeinu Yakum Le'olam. The next three psukim are what we're going to call part four. And that is, Hashem is a shepherd who never abandons his flock. Once again, three psukim, Tes Yod and Yod Av. So again, let us just quickly recap. We are dividing into Arba Chalakim to help ourselves learn through this. There, in this aftermath of disaster and Churban, we have four messages of consolation. One, it's not when the consolation begins. It's just a message from God. Exile my nation, Ami, is not forever. Two, make way for redemption. Straighten the paths, raise the valleys, lower the mountains. Make a highway in the desert for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Prepare the way, because Hashem is coming. And it will be so great that all nations will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part three, which we just learned, and it should be a chizuk for us. An axis of evil and its proxies are only temporary. It is only Hashem's word, Yakum La'olam, that is eternal. Verses 9 through 11, Psukim Tes through Yod Aleph, what we're going to call part 4, Chedek Dad. Hashem is a shepherd here in the imagery of the Navi who never abandons his flock. Pasuk Tes, Al Har Gevoa Alilach Mevaseret Tzion. Ascend you, Al Har Gevoa, to a high mountain, the one who brings the news to Tzion. Harimi Bakoach Kolech, lift your voice with power, Mevasara Yerushalayim, the one who brings the news, the Besura Tova to Yerushalayim. Harimi, rise up, Al Tirai, do not be afraid. Imli the Are Yehuda, say to the cities of Yehuda, Hine Elokecham, here is your God. This passage is so beautiful because after speaking about nations, history, and redemption on a more global scale, Yeshua now turns to the individual Jew. The tone shifts in these three psukim from national and cosmic redemption to personal and intimate. And this is really a very emotional part of the Haftorah. Yerushalayim is taught. Tzion is taught. Harimi bakoach kolech. Lift with strength your voice. Whereas Jerusalem cried in Eicha, Jerusalem's tears were upon her cheek. Eina menachem mikol aveh, she cried in silence with no one to comfort her. All her lovers turned into traitors. Here, Jerusalem and Zion are told, lift your voice with strength. Do not be afraid, cities of Yehuda, because here is your God. Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yevo. Behold, Hashem Elokim will come with strength. Uzra Moshelo, and his mighty arm will rule for him. Hine scharo ito upulaso lefana. Behold, his reward that he grants is with him. His wage, his reward to those who serve him. It is all prepared before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem brings a reward that is reserved for Am Yisrael when they go in his ways. Kiroa Edro, Yer'a Bizra'o. How beautiful. Like a shepherd. Hashem will shepherd his flock with his arm. Yekabitz Tila'im. He will gather in the baby lambs. Uvecheko Yisa. He will carry them in his lap, in his bosom. Alo Yenahel. Guiding the nursing ewes, E-W-E, the baby lambs. What a gorgeous, gorgeous pasuk. Hashem is our shepherd, just like a shepherd gathers in the lambs, just like he carries the baby lambs in his arms, just like he leads them so gently. After the grandeur and the cosmic imagery, the nechama here, that comes so personally, deeply comforting. Hashem doesn't only govern history. It's not only that the pass in the desert will be straightened. It's not only that every nation will hear Hashem. It's not only that Bavel and Romi and all who are like them will fall and wither like grass and flowers. It's that Hashem cares about each and every one of us like a shepherd cares about his flock. Like a shepherd cares for his flock. Like he helps the struggling little lambs. That's how Hashem takes care of us. That's what Hashem are the four parts of this gorgeous consolation. And then we come to part five. Part five is the longest part of the Haftorah, Psukim Yud Bet through Chavav, verses 12 through 26. The remainder of the Haftorah here asks a series of questions. Some of them are extremely poetic. Some of these questions posed by the Navi are, who measured the waters? Who measured the heavens? Who taught Hashem wisdom? It's obviously rhetorical. Who measured the waters? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who measured the heavens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who taught Hashem wisdom? Wisdom comes from Hashem. Who can be compared to Hashem? For example, Pasuk Yod Zayin, listen to verse 17. Kol Hagoyim Ka'ayin Negdo. All nations are like nothing before Hashem. Iran and her nuclear threat and her race for nuclear weapons is nothing before Hashem. Hezbollah and their ballistic missiles are nothing before Hashem. Kol Hagoyim Ka'ayin Negdo. All nations are nothing before God. Me'efas. Afes, zero, nothing. V'tohu, void and emptiness, nechshavulo. Who measured the waters? Next pasuk, Yud Ches, for example. V'almi tidaimiyun kel. To whom can you compare God? It's rhetorical. Uma devus, demus ta'archulo. And what likeness would you give his valuation? There's no answer to this, obviously. Pasuk, Yud Test. Will you compare into an idol cast by a craftsman, which a goldsmith plates, and it has silver chains from the artisan that adores it? Pasuchaf Aleph, hello Tedu, hello Tishma'u, hello who God may roast lechem. Will you not know? Will you not hear? Were you not told from the beginning? Hello Havinosem, Mostos Haaretz, do not understand the foundations of the earth. Who is the foundation of the earth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the foundation of the earth. In a world post-Churban, which is where we find ourselves in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av, we wonder, can redemption really happen? Yeshayahu responds, you're asking if the creator of the universe can redeem his people. Look at creation, says Yeshayahu. Look at the heavens. Look at the stars. The one who created and sustains the universe has not relinquished and never will relinquish control of history. Doesn't matter what axis of evil thinks they are in charge. Only the Borei Olam is in charge. Only the Borei Olam. Listen to Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Hanosein Rosnim La'ayin. He renders princes into nothing. Shoftei Aretz Katou Asa. He takes judges of the land. He makes them like emptiness and void. That is the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Ve'almi tidamiyuni ve'ashavet. To whom can you compare me that I will be equal? Yomer Kadosh, says the Holy One. Last pasuk of the Haftorah. Su'u meram einechem. Lift your eyes on high. Uru'u mi bara eila. See who creators everything. Hamotzi b'mispar tzivam. Who brings out the host of heavens by their number. L'chulam b'shem yikra. Everyone is assigned a name. Me rov onim v'amitz koach ish lo na'adar. From an abundance of might, from exertion of power, not one star in the heavens is missing. Lift your eyes to the heavens. See who created all of this. Don't we understand the might and the power of Hashem, says the Navi. It is true the Churban came, but it is also true the Navi is telling us that those nations who brought on Churban upon us will wither like grass. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate creator, sustainer, provider, and the one who runs the destiny of the world. And so Yeshayahu is telling us, what is the real comfort after catastrophe of Churban? Part one, our suffering is not forever. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Part two, flatten the roads, make a path for God. Obstacles to redemption will disappear. Part three, humanity is like a fading flower and grass in a field. Human power, no matter how strong it seems, is temporary. Part four, Hashem has never abandoned history nor his people. It is so compelling and powerful to consider that the Torah begins with the words, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Comfort, comfort. We usually focus on the words, Nachmu, Nachmu, but let's talk about for a second about Ami. After the harsh rebuke of the past three Shabbosos, after going through the Churban Beit HaMikdash proverbially once again, after sitting on the floor and crying, Eichon, Kinos, what does Hashem call us? Ami, my nation. It doesn't say Nachum, Nachumu, Am Yisrael. It doesn't say Nachumu, Nachumu, Yerushalayim. Hashem addresses us directly, comfort, comfort, Ami, my nation. Hashem is telling us that yes, sometimes due to our sins, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be strained, but it is never severed. And truly, this sentiment, we are God's people, runs through the entire Haftorah. Punishment has an end point, part one. Exile is not forever because we are Ami. Make way for redemption because we are Ami. I'm ten to you, Lee, Mamlachas, Kodim, Vegoy, Kodesh, I tend to you, Lee, Sarashan, Bayer, Sinai, Shemos 96. You will be for me a holy nation, a kingdom of priests. Hashem shepherds his flock because we are Ami. And creator, sustainer, and provider, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who always has and always will continue to guide history. And so perhaps it's fair to say that ultimately, the entire theme of the Haftorah is encapsulated in the word Ami. And isn't that the ultimate consolation? My people, never forget that despite all you have witnessed, despite all the suffering we have gone through, despite the seemingly endlessness of the exile, we always are and we will always remain Ami, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the greatest comfort. Shenizka v'basur b'suros tovos lanu ilecha Yisrael. We should be zocha to see Halavai b'karav mamash, the fulfillment of this exquisite nevuah, when Sion and Yerushalayim once again, al har gevoah alilach mevasaret Sion, harimi b'koach kolech mevasaret Yerushalayim, harimi al tira'i imi le'arei Yehuda, hine elokechem pasuk tes, we translated already, we should be zochet to see the fulfillment, ki ato Hashem be'esh yitzato, uve'esh ato asu levnosa, baruch ato Hashem menachim Sion, ubone Yerushalayim. Have a beautiful, uplifting Shabbat Shalom of comfort. Thank you so much to all Kol Tov and have a wonderful day.